Good afternoon. My name is Percy from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you registered to vote in South Carolina?
I am.
All right. Politically speaking, do you feel like South Carolina is primarily a southern state or not?
Yes.
Do you support or oppose allowing patients in South Carolina who suffer from the approved list of serious medical conditions to use medical marijuana if their doctor recommends it?
No comment.
All right. So, as you may know, school choice gives parents the right to use the tax dollars designated for the child's education to send their child to a public or private school which best serves their needs. So, generally speaking, would you say you support or oppose the concept of school choice?
No comment.
All right. Recently, the South Carolina legislature passed the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program, a school choice program that allows South Carolina parents to withdraw their K-12 child from public schools and receive $6,000 to use for private school tuition and other educational expenses. Do you support or oppose this program?
Support it.
All right. Currently, only students in low-income families qualify for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program. Would you support or oppose giving all students, regardless of their family's income, the ability to receive a scholarship through this program?
I think all people should.
All right, so would that maybe support it?
Yeah.
All right. Would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a legislator who voted to expand eligibility for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program to all students in South Carolina?
I'd vote for him.
All right.
Maybe. Unless they're a Democrat, and then I wouldn't vote for him.
All right. Do you believe that insurance companies and corporations prioritize their profits over people or not?
No comment.
All right. Do you believe bars or restaurants that knowingly overserve alcohol to their customers should or should not have to share responsibility if that person were to drive and injure or kill someone?
Well, you drink, you drive, you stupid. Way I look at it.
All right. So would you say maybe you should not because it's more fault of, like, the person that drives? Or do you think you should because the bars or restaurants knowingly overserved alcohol?
Well, hey, like I said, you drink, you drive, you're stupid. Period.
All right. So would that maybe be like should not then?
Right.
All right. South Carolina gets to great lengths.
I mean, I don't agree with alcohol. I don't agree with alcohol sales, period. I wish that all the bars would close, all the grocery stores would get rid of all of it, and period. But
all right.
Thing is, you know, if you're gonna get out there and drink and you're gonna drive, you're stupid.
All right.
And you're putting other people's lives at risk.
Okay.
As a biker, you're putting my life at risk. Period.
All right. So as you may know, South Carolina goes to great lengths to investigate their state court judges to make certain they are qualified and free of conflicts.
Judges in South Carolina are crazy. I think they need to all be gone.
All right. Well, this usually takes 3 to 4 months, like, of the process. So do you believe this process helps reduce the best candidates, or do you believe this process needs to be changed?
I don't know, but I don't know what needs to be done, but I believe most of them need to be gone.
All right. Well, if a convenience store clerk or bartender was not properly trained by their employer on ID verification, then they sold alcohol to a minor, and that minor then caused a drunken driving accident in which another individual was injured, do you feel like the employer should or should not be liable for compensating the victim for their injuries?
Well, they have on there, we care, we ID. So if they don't ID, I don't know, that's a tricky one because if they're old enough to go in there and buy alcohol, then they're old enough to take responsibility for themselves.
All right, but in this kind of case, the minor had like a fake ID and they gave it to like the store clerk or the bartender.
If they look 13, they're probably 13. If they look 15, they're probably 15.
All right, so would you say that maybe then the employer should not?
I mean, I know I look a little younger than I do at 40, but the thing is most people you can kind of look and you know what I'm saying? You know, you can kind of look, okay, that guy's over 21 or that girl's over 21.
All right.
If you can't determine if they're over the age of 21 or not, then don't give them the alcohol. Don't give them the cigarettes. Don't give them anything. Tell them to leave and get out.
Okay. So do you believe that insurance companies or corporations should or should they not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing unnamed third parties on a verdict from that they know are unable to pay their share of awarded damages?
Like what?
Well, I'm only allowed to read verbatim, so I can't really give you any examples outside of the statement, but I can read you again the statement if you would like.
Okay.
All right. Do you believe that insurance companies or corporations should or should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing unnamed third parties on a verdict form that they know are unable to pay their share of awarded damages?
No comment.
All right. So, marketing by personal injury lawyers heavily occupies public advertising space. In your opinion, how has this level of advertising influenced public perception of the legal profession? Do you feel like it has maybe helped the public perception of the legal profession, hurt the public perception of the legal profession, or this has had no effect on the perception of the legal profession?
It could go either way.
So, do you say, like, it hurts the public perception of the legal profession?
Maybe.
All right. So, many personal injury lawyers advertise that they can get a large insurance payouts for motor vehicle accidents. In doing so, do you feel like these lawyers are primarily interested in maximizing their contingency-based legal fees, or do you feel like they're getting true justice for the injured client?
I ain't never got anything big out of them. I've been hit a couple times. I ain't never got anything big out of them. So I think it's all a joke.
Do you think maybe they're like just maximizing their contingency-based legal fees, maybe?
Yeah.
All right.
I think, like I say, I think it's just a joke.
Okay. So what impacts do you feel like advertising by personal injury lawyers claiming the ability to get large payouts has on automobile insurance premiums? Do you think they significantly increase premiums, somewhat increase premiums, have little or no effect on premiums, or they reduce premiums?
I don't know. No comment.
All right. Do you feel healthcare providers should or should not be required to keep a person's healthcare decisions confidential?
No comment.
All right. If parents are already involved in the decision-making process, do you feel government should or should not intervene in LGBTQ gender-affirming healthcare decisions that regard individuals under the age of 18?
The government needs to stay out of everything, but the thing is there should not be any mutilation of kids at all. If adults want to do it, if they want to mutilate their bodies, then you know what? That's up to them. They're adults. But anyone under the 18, that's child abuse. And anyone that any parent, any aunt, any uncle, any grandparent, any government official should be arrested and prosecuted for child abuse. That's the way I look at it.
All right. So do you say maybe that the government should be involved, or they should be intervened since they are minors?
No, I said the government needs to stay out of it.
All right. So in terms of political party identification, do you generally consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or an independent?
I am conservative.
All right. Well, thinking more about a political party identification, would you say you...
Well, that is a political party. Unless you want me to say I'm Donald Trump. I'm all for Donald Trump. I'm for his party.
All right. So would that be the Republican Party then?
Well, Trump kind of has either the conservatives or he has his own party.
All right. So, if you don't mind me asking, what is your age? Do you fit under, 18
40.
To 34? Oh, all right. 40, all right. So, which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Would you say white/Caucasian?
White.
Oh, all right. And in terms of gender, do you consider yourself a male, female, or other?
I am a male from birth. Well, actually, I'm a male from conception. God created me a male the moment I was conceived in my mother's womb.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Also.
And I hope you have a blessed day.
Oh, you too. Thank you so much.
And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I hope you get to know him.
Oh,
he's awesome.
All right.